The Simple Path to God, Discovering the Way Back to Authentic Faith. Father Spyridon Bailey is a priest of the Diocese of Great Britain and Western Europe of the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia, serving in England and Ireland. On this video podcast, he applies the teaching of the Church Fathers to modern life with reference to the Sunday Gospels. Here now is Father Spyridon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many people look for the kingdom of God within themselves and never find it, because they can't find what they don't have. Of course, every human being is created with the capacity for the kingdom of God to be within them. But too few people fulfill this profound potential that human beings have been created with. And to understand this, we need to look at the beginning of Christ's ministry. The church's liturgical year has been focused on Christ's baptism and on the preaching of St. John the Baptist, the forerunner. St. John, of course, called people to repent. He said, "The kingdom of God is coming." And when Jesus began his ministry, he began with that same call to repentance. But because the kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus identifies the kingdom of God with himself. Jesus is the living essence, the living power of the kingdom of God. John was sent by God to prepare people so that people could become capable of receiving Christ. The baptism of John didn't bring forgiveness of sins, but it led people to repentance. It was a call to repent, to be able to receive what Christ would bring. It is repentance that leads to the baptism of Christ, which is the remission of sins. John proclaimed repentance so that people were able to enter Christ's forgiveness. And nothing has changed. In order to accept Christ, in order to be united to Christ, in order to receive the kingdom of God, we must repent. In Mark's Gospel, we read two prophecies about St. John the Baptist. First from Malachi, and then, of course, from Isaiah. From Malachi, we read the words in Mark's Gospel, "I send my angel before thy face to prepare thy way." And of course, Isaiah says, or describes John as, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. God describes John as an angel, not that he is an angel. The angels are a different form of spiritual beings altogether. But God describes John as being like an angel because he lives like the angels. He lives an immaterial life. He's not concerned with anything earthly, in what he eats, what he wears, and so on. And of course, the way he confronts power when he speaks out against Herod's immoral marriage. And to some degree, every one of us must imitate this separation from the world to some degree, so that we live for the kingdom of God, not for the kingdoms of this world. And when Isaiah says he is a voice crying out in the wilderness, that wilderness isn't just the deserts of Judea that he's talking about. Of course, he was in the deserts of Judea, but he's also there in that prophecy referring to the wilderness of our hearts, to the wilderness of men's hearts. Every one of us makes our heart a place of wilderness through sin. We turn what should be a place of holiness to a place of desolation at times. And when we fail to repent, when we don't struggle against temptation, we then make this inner condition a desolate wilderness. But of course here we see the mercy of God as he calls out into the wilderness. He sends John to be that voice in the wilderness to offer forgiveness, to call us to Christ's forgiveness. Our way of turning back to God is repentance, and that is how we find the forgiveness that God offers in his mercy. When someone tries to live like the angels, he becomes heavenly. And this is the capacity that every human being has, that we can be so transformed that our inner condition goes from being the wilderness to a place of holiness. When we struggle to follow Christ's commandments, the kingdom of God is within us. And if we refuse obedience to Christ's commandments, the kingdom of God is not within us. It is very simple. Unless we try to repent, Christ is not within us. His life is not within us. Of course, very often we talk about the growth of the church. And we should remember that growth of the church doesn't simply mean more members, new converts. Of course, we rejoice when people convert. But growth also means the growth of our inner life, the transformation of our heart. The church grows as the kingdom of God extends and is manifested in our lives as we're transformed by the change that Christ's presence brings to us. This is the growth of the church in each of us individually. This is how the kingdom of God is extending in our world, as we are transformed, as we grow in his kingdom, and the kingdom grows in us. In the fourth chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, we read, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light." And the Gospel is light. And of course, the darkness is sin and death. Just as death overcomes the body, so sin corrupts the soul, brings darkness to the soul. The light dawned on men. It appeared almost as if it's pursuing mankind. This is the love of God seeking us, calling us to the salvation he offers. The light that appeared there on the banks of the Jordan, little by little grew, extended, first as Christ went to Galilee, and now to the whole world. To every man in the world, the light is possible. The kingdom of God is available. The name of Christ has extended to the corners of the earth. Every time we light a candle in church, we should remember that God is fire and light. And each candle should be to us a sign of hope that God can lift the veil of darkness from our minds, from our soul. Remove from us this veil of spiritual blindness. Jesus is the light of the world, of course, who shines into the soul through the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit. And through us, from our hearts, his light, his presence may extend into the lives of other people. We share God's light into the darkness. And we do this not just by proclaiming his name, but every time we struggle to repent, when we humble ourselves, when we forgive, when we place love first, the kingdom of God is being extended. At our baptism, we're given a candle. And traditionally, this candle, the baptismal candle, was put away and then lit at significant moments in a person's life, when they get married, and even when they're approaching death. Traditionally, it would be lit as they were dying. It was a sign that that person was struggling to live and die by the light of Christ, in the light of Christ, that the kingdom of God is within that person. And of course, we're called to protect this flame, this light that God places within us at our baptism and chrismation. We are to nurture it so that we may be filled with the light of grace, the light and transforming power of God's grace. But when we judge others, when we live selfishly, this light fades, and we should know that this light can be extinguished. We can snuff out the light that God has granted us. We can lose those gifts that God's grace brings to us. Christians, as the traditional saying goes, must become a flame. We must become all fire in the love of God. Saint Simeon, the new theologian, takes that biblical image and says, the soul is the lamp. The oil in the lamp are good works, are virtues, repentance, forgiveness. And it is lit by the presence of the Holy Spirit. The flame of the Holy Spirit ignites within the soul a life of repentance and virtue. So every one of us must ask ourselves, does my heart truly burn for God? Do I have love for God that is a flame within me? How far have I chased after the things of the world? And of course, every one of us does at times. That light will fade within us at times when we are distracted by the temptations of the world, when we are weak, when we are sinful. None of us, every day, every week, every month, will find ourselves aflame with God in this life. The kingdom of God will only grow within us when we pray, when we repent, when we humble ourselves, when we receive Christ in Holy Communion, when we try to live the wholeness of the Orthodox life, the Orthodox Christian way of being, the whole life that we are called to. This is the only way that we can keep this light growing within us, that we can possibly hope to become a flame with Christ's presence, with love of God, by living the wholeness of the Orthodox Christian life. Because every one of us was created to be bearers of heavenly fire, that the darkness will retreat, so that we and everybody around us may be illuminated by the light of God's kingdom.
The Simple Path to God, Discovering the Way Back to Authentic Faith. Father Spyridon Bailey is the author of several books, including Orthodoxy and the Kingdom of Satan and Journey to Mount Athos. You can email Father Spyridon at simplepath@ancientfaith.com. That's simplepath@ancientfaith.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.